Mr. Chris Bruns co-hosting here. It's been a whirlwind start.
Yeah, it's been a good morning, though.
Yeah, that's a good start. And we got a little rain this morning.
Great guests, great topics.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather out.
Absolutely.
Not complaining.
It's going to be 84 is all, and more chances of rain hopefully tonight. So if we can keep that going for the rest of the summer, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. The temperature's going to rise a little bit, but I'll be over at the courthouse in the AC.
Yeah, you'll be sitting pretty. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You brought in a guest on your own accord here as the co-host, so introduce your guest.
Yes. So my good friend, Teresa Thibodeau, many people may recognize that name from across the state. I've known Teresa for a few years now, and really got to know each other pretty well over the past few years, both with my legislative race and her gubernatorial race. So Teresa is a former state senator from the Omaha area, and ran for governor here just this last election, and we became great friends through that. And I'll just let her speak to the other accolades, because she's extremely busy and well-accomplished, and just give her an opportunity to introduce herself as well.
So. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, and thanks for the introduction, Chris. That was very nice.
Absolutely.
And a little bit more background. I have been in the legislature. I did run for governor. Mm-hmm. I have also been a business owner. I owned Primrose School of La Vista for 10 years in La Vista, Nebraska, which is an early childhood development area, and I have three wonderful children. In fact, two. My second one is going away to college in August. So our house, we're starting to feel the pain of letting them go. And the youngest is beside herself. She does not like the fact that she will be the only one left at home.
Oh, she'll love it eventually. Trust me. As a former, well, still youngest, that doesn't change.
Former youngest.
You learn to love it at some point.
Well, we'll see. I think she's kind of terrified that she'll get all of the attention. Well. So maybe we'll know a lot of what she's doing. She's a good kid, yeah, so we're good. Happy.
Yeah,
happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me in, Chris. And Chris and I wanted to talk a lot about what each of us saw on the campaign trail. And
talking to literally thousands and thousands of people across the state. So
yes.
And I think that it strikes to an issue that's been kind of percolating for quite some time, I would say decades, but we're really at a point where I truly believe it's going to be most impactful for getting things right for the future trajectory of the state. Not only our region here in Lincoln County, North Platte, all of our villages here in West Central Nebraska, but the entire state. And that's our small business environment, our climate, when it comes to how are we supporting small business. It's our entrepreneurial ecosystem that we have in the state that, in my opinion, is probably lackluster. But, Teresa, you heard it. You heard it strong, too.
I heard it everywhere I went. It doesn't matter what area of the state that you were in. It is. Again, and you hear every candidate talk about it, too. How can we grow business? How can we recruit more people to the state of Nebraska? How can we keep our young people here? Where are the opportunities for people to succeed? And it's small business is where it's at. That is 99% of our state's economy, because when you look at small business, it's not only your mom and pop stores, that includes our agriculture and our farmers.
Right. Yeah.
It is everything about our state. So what can we do in order to make our state more welcoming and more friendly to small business? Because there's so many other great things our state has to offer. If we can get that right, Chris is right, we'll change the trajectory of the state for decades.
Absolutely. Chris Bruns, Teresa Thibodeau here joining us on Mugs in the Morning. And I mean, big business is necessary. They bring in a lot of jobs.
Yep.
They certainly have their place. But I think we'd all agree that small business is vital to an economy. And I mean, you get back more on a small business.
It's the backbone. And, you know, they're hiring people here in your local community. You take a look at some of these villages throughout the state of Nebraska. Most of them don't have big business.
Right.
Right. Otherwise, they're not a village.
Right.
So if we can find a way to truly support, and by support, I mean, how are we getting our policy correct? the regulations that those businesses have to abide by at the local, the state, and where we can at the federal level. If we can get that correct, if we can have somebody truly advocating for those business owners, because they're going in and their focus is how do they get their service to their customers? How do they get their product that they're making or selling to their customers, to their clients? That's where their passion is. That's why they're in business. They don't have the time and the bandwidth to be paying attention to rules and regulations that are coming down from state agencies and what does that mean and interpreting that as far as the impact that it's going to have on their business and their operation. And so that's resoundingly something that I was hearing out as I was speaking with people, and I know that Teresa will back that up from what she was hearing. And so the other big piece is how do we help people that have an idea, a concept, get that concept, that idea through the multitude of stages to where they can open up doors and start providing that idea to their customers and providing value to their community.
And how do they get from idea to opening door and then succeed?
Right.
Everyone knows a lot of new businesses or new ideas fail within the first 3 years. How can we keep those great ideas alive and keep them successful? When people don't succeed, it's not necessarily because it was a bad idea. It's because they had a great idea and they worked their tails off. But sometimes there's just not that business knowledge that comes into it. I felt like I took a crash course in business classes when I opened my business because mm-hmm. it was childcare and I was a psychology major, not a business major.
Well, there's some psychology in taking care of children.
There definitely is that. I would say that degree did help me a lot more, and I just spent a lot of time learning the business side of it, and it all worked out. But the psychology probably did me better in that area, yes.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break, so we'll find a stopping point here. But when we return, we'll talk more on this with Chris and Teresa here on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning. Get a news break to check sports and weather as well, and back with more after this on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning. 8:38 here on Mugs in the Morning, KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM on your July 13th edition here, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete Voles and Brent Rogo. Mr. Chris Bruns in this morning, co-hosting with us. Good morning, sir. Always good to have you back in studio.
Yeah, Tanner, I appreciate the time on the radio this morning. I'm having a lot of fun. Yeah. Hopefully people out there listening are enjoying themselves. I mean, we've had some good conversation.
You bring in good guests, too, and you brought in Teresa Thibodeau. You're both, you're chairman and the deputy CEO of the Heartland Independent Business Association. What is that?
So through our past couple years, we've identified these problems that we were talking about prior to the break, right? And they're vast. And there's a lot of great organizations throughout the state that are working on, you know, different aspects of these issues, whether it be the tax policy in the state, whether it be, you know, recruiting big business, whether it be, you know, the colleges and the universities. They provide, you know, excellent education. But how do all these different disparate organizations that are working on certain small segments of the overarching issue as far as improving our business climate for small business throughout the state of Nebraska and improving our entrepreneurial ecosystem. How do we break down those silos? How do we bring all those resources together? How do we have somebody truly focused on advocating for small business and entrepreneurs? That, in my opinion, has been lacking. Teresa, I mean, what do you think? Has that been lacking?
That has been lacking. And as I went across the state, that's where a lot of people were saying, well, I don't know where to go. How do I do this? And there are so many people that care about the same thing that Chris and I care about. But it's working in silos. And so if you have, you know, nonprofit aid doing this, maybe, you know, saying, hey, yeah, you have a great idea, you won our entrepreneur award, but then they don't know where to go in order to launch the business, or they don't know where to go to get the help for the first 3 years they're open, to look at a performa to see what projections would be, how their business would do, when a good time to grow and expand is. there's just too many different areas for people to figure out. And it's hard to navigate. It's even hard to navigate when you first open up and you want to hire your first couple of employees. How do you know how to start the payroll? Most small businesses use QuickBooks. It works really well. But okay, but what do you have to do to make sure your payroll taxes get paid and that you're registered not only with the Department of Labor, but with unemployment? All those little things that you just don't automatically know when you hang a shingle up to open your business.
And so, I mean, we both identified this need in the state. I mean, this growing problem. And we both fully understand that we can still be effective, even though both of our races, I mean,
they were
hard fought, and you know, the people that won are doing a great job.
They are.
And I fully support Senator Jacobson and Governor Pillen. I know that that you support Governor Pillen,
absolutely,
Teresa.
Absolutely, yep.
And that's what it's going to take, is people getting behind them and supporting them and encouraging them and praying for them and making sure that they're, you know, still being held accountable.
Absolutely.
But we can still have an impact. And how we have an impact, I think the thing that most people understand about me, my passion is economic growth. How do we make our communities more vibrant and provide economic opportunity, the most powerful way to empower somebody? And we can do that and fill this need and provide solutions to these problems that we've identified through our organization, the Heartland Independent Business Association, what we affectionately call HIBA.
Yes.
So
I didn't want to say HIBA, so I didn't know. That's awfully close to HIPAA, and then it gets all different.
Okay, yeah, let's not get started on HIPAA. That's a whole nother rabbit trail. But something we could probably have a say-so in the future. We'll see.
Yeah.
I would like to backtrack a little, Chris, because you brought up a good point. We both had some good hard-fought races, and good people did win. And that's the thing about Nebraska, is we have really talented people right here in our state. So although our path didn't necessarily go the way we wanted it to, there's two good people in those places. So then we can help come in and bring our talents into areas that, hey, you know, it is. It's a big job being a governor and a state senator. So where can we come help them out? Because they both believe in Nebraska as well, and they want to see Nebraska succeed. And I think that is a very exciting thing. And one thing that Nebraskans maybe don't always remember is that we have the best people. We have the most talented people. Let HIBA help Nebraska keep that talent here.
Exactly.
And bring in more.
It's our number one resource, is our people, right?
Yes.
It's our most valuable resource. And that's what everybody, you know, you speak to anybody coming in from out of state, the first thing that they recognize is, what's the best thing about Nebraska? The people. Mm-hmm. That's key. How do we keep people here in the state? Because we have a brain drain. We have people that are born and raised here. They go to college, and the vast majority of them, statistically it bears out, are leaving the state after their collegiate careers. And it's to go to the coasts or to larger cities to find opportunity, because they're going to go where they can find the opportunity and raise their families ultimately. And I think that HIBA can be a solution toward that, by really working to help small businesses grow throughout the state, not just our metro areas. They're important centers of gravity for our state, right?
They are. Yes.
And Teresa's from Omaha. She would definitely back that up. But there's a huge state other than just Omaha and Lincoln. And I think we have a great administration. We have a legislature that I think understands that. And we're going to be working where we can with them to propose legislation and policy. And we're already doing that. I think that's something that's important to highlight. We're already doing that to help improve the business climate and reduce regulation and cut the red tape for businesses throughout the state of Nebraska.
Well, and I think the best way I heard it put, the director of the Exurban Foundation, I think, said it best when talking mm-hmm. about the entire state succeeding. If Omaha and Lincoln and that eastern portion of our state is the engine for the state, well, the rest of the state is the fuel that makes that engine run. And without either, our state doesn't succeed. So how can we make sure everything is working across the state? And we're in a time right now where Nebraska really has a huge opportunity, especially with ag tech mm-hmm. in the rural part of the state, and with being in the center of the U.S. With what's going on in North Platte. And I will only say a little because Chris knows way more than I do, but with the inland port, there's just so many tremendous opportunities across the state. If we can be that source to help people take advantage of those opportunities and then succeed.
Yes. And so getting back to your question, what is our organization? We're a membership organization that small businesses can buy a membership and tap into these resources and get mentorship. I think that's key. That was one of the number one things that we identified is how do you help that entrepreneur, that small business owner, get to the next level? So we're putting together an advisory board that is going to be people all across the state from multiple areas of expertise to provide assistance to those members. We're partnering with organizations all across the state, from the Platte Institute when it comes to tax policy, the Nebraska Business Development Center with the university system. We have the rural Nebraska is very focused on growing small communities throughout the state, and we've interacted with them to multiple others, and so we're building those relationships and forming those strategic partnerships. That way, we can bring them all together into one cohesive, coalesced area for these individuals, these members to tap into. How do we provide financing and tap these small business owners into adequate financing? Because that is actually a big problem that's emerging.
It's huge.
If you're a big business and you're part of the S&P 500, you don't have an issue getting capital.
Right.
But if you're a small business, that is becoming a bigger challenge than what people may realize.
The biggest challenge is to get capital. People are saying, well, they keep saying I have to be open a year before I can get a loan. Well, how can you even open your doors if you can't get a loan to open your doors? Right. So, you know, what comes first? And that is a big, big issue. And there's been other areas that have done it well. And Chris and I will be working on looking at those areas and doing what's best for our area, as well as that mentorship, so that if they can get capital to open their doors, they do succeed. And we have started to already make a difference in policy. As we're growing membership, we also want to make sure, hey, we are doing what we say we're going to do, and it's on the local, state, and even federal level. So we have had a say in some federal. There was some stuff coming down with the National Association of Insurance Carriers that would have really hurt our independent insurers. We have taken a stand on an FAA regulation that Congress is wanting to remove that would hurt our Nebraska regional airports. And we have talked with our elected officials. We have had meetings with the governor's staff and in communication with them. We did meet with the economic development director, and Chris and I have both had conversations with the new one, Casey. He's great. We think that we'll probably let him get his feet wet a little bit more before we keep continuing to bug him. I think it was his first day on the job that went and spoke with him. But it's being very well received by both private business and the public sector. And I think that's what's important, is that public and private both believe in this organization as much as Chris and I do, and we will be very successful.
Yeah, and so that's the key. That's the number one thing that we're going to be doing, aside from, you know, supporting business and partnering with business and these other organizations that provide all those other independent, those individual services for small business owners and entrepreneurs, is how do we advocate for them? And how do we do that in a way that's effective? And so, you know, nonpartisan, how do we get the right policy put in place that is business focused? How do we cut red tape that starting a small business, running a small business, it's a challenge. It's a mountain to climb in and of itself. But when you have to deal with things that you had no idea were going to have an impact on you, you're not even focused. I mean, that's coming out of your rear, you know. So we're there, using a military analogy. I mean, that's my background. We're there to protect your six. So just having that in our foresight and having those conversations with people that we have strong relationships across the state and at the federal level, and just truly advocating for smart policy and cutting red tape to make it easier for people to just do what they want to do, which is run their business.
Well, and let's be honest, there's probably ideas, great businesses that never came to fruition or didn't last because of issues like this.
Exactly. We have heard those stories over and over. And we don't want that to continue to happen in our state, because if it does, we are in big trouble. And one of the ways to affect tax policy is to grow our tax base.
Exactly.
And to bring in more business.
That's the most meaningful way to
it is.
To
and
impact tax.
When you look at big business that is wanting to come into the state, because we do need all business, and we like our big business too, but they're also looking for robust communities and robust business that is owned by people that live in the communities where they want to bring their business as well. And so it's not only a need, it is something that people are looking for when they want to move things into the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, you're competing against every other state in the country.
Yes, we are. And I think it obviously isn't going to happen overnight, but I really truly believe that our organization is set up to be the leader in making sure that we are all working together for the success of the state. And the nice thing about that is everybody agrees. It doesn't matter where you're from, what political affiliation you have. Everybody agrees we need to grow our state, and everybody agrees that entrepreneurship and small business is where it's at for our state right now.
We got to take a quick final break. We'll come back and wrap up Mugs in the Morning here on Husker Radio's KODY 8:53 on Husker Radio. 8:55 on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete Voles, Brent Rogo for Home, Life, and Auto Insurance. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Back here on this Thursday morning, 84 degrees. We do have a chance of storms yet tonight, 30%. Actually, it's still saying a 50-50 chance of storms yet today before noon, although a lot of that to the north. Mullen right now getting a pretty good amount of rainfall right now, but there is some still back on the western side that we might see here yet this morning, so maybe we're not quite done with it. Chris Brun's in here this morning, the deputy CEO of the Heartland Independent Business Association, and you have Teresa Thibodeau, the chairman and CEO of that same association, on this Thursday morning. It's been good to have you guys in to talk about this new association that you guys, I know you've started it in the last couple of years, last year, I guess, but really cranked it up in the last few months.
Yeah, so we've been working on this since November.
Yes.
After, you know, other things that were going on in our life subsided, and just really focusing on how can we still have a positive impact for the state and the communities that we love. So encourage people to check us out. Go to heartlandbusiness.org. You'll learn a lot about the organization. You can sign up to be a member there. We encourage small businesses to do that. Right now we're offering 50% off for our inaugural memberships through the end of August.
Yes.
And so just really encourage people to take a look, go through it. If you have questions, reach out to us.
Yes. You can contact us through that website. You can email us. There's a phone number on there. Please reach out. Chris and I want to talk to anybody and everybody. And really, really do what we say we're going to do.
And so to that point, I mean, we are all across the state having conversations and listening to people, particularly small business owners, in every stop that we go. I know, Teresa, you're right after here, you're headed where?
I'm headed to Kearney.
Exactly.
And then I will be in Lincoln, and then I will eventually make my way back to Omaha.
And then next week, we're all over the
state
next
week. We're all over the state.
So.
And then in the beginning of August, we're all over the state again with the Platt Institute.
Yep.
They will be talking about truth in taxation. Well, what
that's
better
to people?
Yeah, what better organization to strategically team up with? Taxes definitely affect everybody, whether you're a business or an individual. Mm-hmm. And then after that, look for us at the end of August. We will be doing small business roundtables across the state as well, because as a former business owner myself, you get the best knowledge from people who are experiencing it day in and day out.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And so we'll have a few of those here in the North Platte area and obviously throughout the state. That's key. We're a statewide organization, and we're committed to improving the climate for businesses across the entire state.
Very good. And best way to contact through the website then, I assume?
Yes, through the website, heartlandbusiness.org. And you'll find our phone numbers there, email addresses there, and a lot of great information. So check it out.
Good news for our local listeners is we've got the in.
Yes. Mean,
we've got one of them right here. So
and everybody knows I throw my cell phone out there, 308-660-6049.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would say I think my cell phone's out there more than probably our business number, which is fine too. If you have our cell phone, I'm 402-218-9659. I don't mind that either.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming in this morning and sharing what you guys are doing. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon again, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
All right, that wraps up Husker Radio's Mugs of the Morning on KODY. Dave Ramsey's coming up next on Husker Radio. Have a great rest of your Thursday.